In anticipation of a meeting on immigration between members of Congress and President Obama tomorrow, advocates for getting immigration reform spoke today on a conference call. Tamara Jacoby is the president and CEO of Immigration Works, a business-oriented organization.
Right now, the need for immigrant workers is less acute with stubborn unemployment rates we're seeing, but the downturn has done nothing to change the fundamental demographics of the country that generate our need for immigrant workers, both at the top and the bottom of the economy, both the best and brightest and in unskilled jobs. And when the recovery starts to kick in, those demographics are going to kick in again. We're going to need those workers again at both the top and bottom of the economy, and we need a legal way for them to enter the country.
Mark Lawrenson is the vice president of the United Food and Commercial Workers. He spoke angrily of some high-profile immigration raids made last year by ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
We see how they terrify workers. We see how they terrify communities and workers' families. And these employers that game the system, they make the responsible employers pay the price, because the responsible ones have to compete with these that are gaming the system. So employers that thumb the law and game immigration systems is wrong. Our members, the workers in this country, we can't wait any longer. In fact, the country can't wait any longer. It's just time to pass comprehensive immigration reform, and it's time to do it now.
Frank Sherry is the executive director of America's Voice, based in Washington. He questions the premise that the president and Congress have too many things on their plate this year to contemplate immigration reform.
That argument does not fly with the American people, who are hungering for political leadership that will tackle and solve these tough problems, including illegal immigration, which has been identified as a top three issue now by the White House and congressional Democratic leadership.
At his briefing on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president hopes to begin debate about immigration reform later this year, but that the math isn't there for any type of serious reform. But Frank Sherry from America's Voice says he looks for another source when it comes to counting votes in the U.S. Senate.
Well, when it comes to voting, counting votes in the U.S. Congress, we tend to look to people like Harry Reid before we look, to, with all due respect, to Robert Gibbs. And Harry Reid said yesterday that he is committed to moving on immigration reform. The votes are there, he said. The real challenge is to find the floor time.
In his speech on immigration today, New York Senator Charles Schumer said it was important to refer to undocumented people who cross the border into the U.S. as being illegal immigrants. Janet Murguia is the president of the National Council of La Raza, a Latino rights group. She said her organization looks at Schumer as being a leader on immigration reform, but says it's only been in recent years that the term illegal has been used so often.
The fact that for the first time we saw illegal used as a noun versus a verb is a phenomenon as a result of what have been the divisive nature of this debate. But we want to be strategic, and we want reform. And we're going to listen carefully, and we're going to figure out what makes sense going forward. But, you know, we want to be respectful, ultimately, of the process and of our community. I think we'll be able to find a way to do both.
The Reverend Jaime Soto, the Bishop of Sacramento and a member of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Migration, interjected that he was bothered by Senator Schumer emphasizing the word illegal.
I'm very uncomfortable with that. I recognize that laws have been broken, that they, in coming here, that they have entered illegally. But then to label that person as illegal, I'm uncomfortable with that.
There's been a split between labor and business interests over the issue of immigrants being given temporary visas over the years. Tamar Jacoby from the business-oriented Immigration Works is in support of such a measure.
It's absolutely essential to employers who rely on immigrants that there be a way for the workers that we're going to need to grow the economy to enter the country legally. That there be some effective legal way is really non-negotiable from a business point of view. Exactly what the mechanism is, there's certainly room for improvement.
Well, Mark Lawrenson of the United Food and Commercial Workers says unions have a problem with that.
It's just going to fall on its face to say, you know, we need workers, so we're going to bring you in, but we only want you for a year. We're going to use you up, burn you up, throw you out. But it's not going to work.